This is GQDN for Friday, June 13th, 2025. Finally Friday and Friday the 13th. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Really good stuff. Put in the promo code Quest after you get the drink mix Questworthy. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. I do apologize for the voice, but we're going to trudge right through this. And there's a lot to trudge through. And I'll be starting with Sony PlayStation because some of the presidents were doing some talking today. We got a few articles here. So we'll start with PlayStation Lifestyle. Actually, I'm sorry. We'll start with Games Radar because they got a couple things for the boss, Herman Holst. Because right now, they want Herman wants the Astrobot because that game did take off last year. And that'll be the first party output that had a cinematic third-person action game. And Herman did say, quote, Astrobot was a smash hit, achieving universal acclaim among players and critics and sweeping industry award shows. So he does want that game. He wants to see more about that game. But he also said, via GamesRadar.com, that even though Concord had failed, Sony PlayStation is still looking at making live service games. So that's what they will be trying to do. And he was asked on how committed Sony was to the live service games. That would include investing more money into those games. So he said, quote, we remain very, very committed to building a diverse and resilient live service portfolio. We have MLB The Show, Destiny 2, Helldivers 2, and these are really good examples of the type of titles that we're looking to develop, end quote. Now we go to PlayStation Lifestyle, because while the presentation was going on, the CEO, Hideki Nishino, did pledge some new ways for players to play games on both platforms. So that's why he was talking about some of the interest that was surrounding PlayStation 6 and how he could not divulge into the future plans. That the upcoming console, he said, is the top of mind, and that's a quote. So the new multi-generational approach may be used as a strategy going forward. The Sony Interactive Entertainment SVP, Lynn Azer, did say, quote, we're still exploring what the future of our platforms would look like. We've reduced traditionally cynically and establishing a large ecosystem of players across both PlayStation 4 and 5 generations. And as we continue to drive multi-generational ecosystems in the future, we'll provide new ways for players to access the platform and experience our content and services, end quote. Now, sticking with PlayStation 6, Sony is betting on the hardware power and not the Sony Cloud. That's going to GameSpot.com. And that's what the CEO, Hideki Nishino, was talking about when they were talking about the future hardware for PlayStation 6. And he was asked about that. So he did respond by saying that cloud gaming is progressing very well. In fact, this is what he said, quote, cloud gaming is increasing, providing an additional option for players to access content. But our belief is that the majority of players continue to want to play and experience gaming through local execution without dependency of network conditions. PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 5 Pro have validated this thesis, I believe, end quote. But he went on to talk about the PlayStation 6, and that's where Nishino, when he was asked about the PlayStation 6, he was still very tight-lipped. Quote, our console business has evolved into a multifaceted platform, and we have a large ecosystem of highly engaged players across both PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4 generations. So naturally, there's a huge interest in our next generation console strategy. While we cannot share further details at this stage, the future of the platform is top of mind. We're committed to exploring a new and enhanced way for players to engage our content and services, end quote. Now we're done with PlayStation. So what about Xbox? Kotaku did say that Xbox could be getting rid of the physical games. And they were talking about The Outer Worlds 2 because they will get a standard disc option on PlayStation 5, but there will be a code for the Xbox consoles. And that would be the latest example of the growing preservation for the current Microsoft consoles. That's what Kotaku is saying. Now, they did get into what Xbox was showing off for last week, such as Tony Hawk, Gears of War Reloaded, Ninja Gaiden 4, so on and so forth. But PlayStation 5 will have the physical stuff, i.e. the discs and whatnot, but Xbox will only have a code. Bagdano on X did say, quote, "Are you an Xbox fan who still buys physical editions and are frustrated with the codes in the box? If so, I'd like to hear from you below for an article I'm writing. Would you ever switch to another platform because of it? Would you just end up buying digital? Will you skip games without a disc? Sound off and let your voice be heard." Now we go from that over to Steam, because according to TheVerge.com, Steam will now be adding a native support for Maps or Macs with the Apple Silicon. And that was part of the latest Steam client beta that was spotted by 9to5 Mac. And that's where he said that Steam client and Steam helper apps now run natively on Apple Silicon. That's a quote. And that means that Steam will no longer need the Rosetta 2 to run on Macs with M-series chips. Now there's an update in Apple's announcement that will stop launching the major updates on Intel-based Macs. That is after the Mac OS Tahoe. And Rosetta 2 will only be available through the Mac OS 27. Okay, back to PlayStation. Because after 5 years into PlayStation 5 generation, according to WCCF Tech, there are more players on PlayStation 5 than PlayStation 4 month over month. And once again, they went back to that meeting that the bosses did have. So what he said was, quote, as Nishino, "Our platform is stronger than ever. We continue to attract more players, and we now have over 124 monthly active users through the wide range of content and services we provide. These players are more engaged than ever, which has resulted in recorded high gameplay hours. Our platform is more accessible than ever. PlayStation 5 offers the best way for players to experience content, and as such, player bases continue to grow. These players are highly engaged, spending more on the content and services than our prior generations. However, the PlayStation 4 remains an important access point for existing players to experience our content and services. We remain committed to serving them." And of course, if you want to buy these consoles from Amazon, PlayStation 4 is at $172 and PlayStation 5 is at $500. Okay. Now, if you want a bigger CPU, PC Games N would like you to meet the AMD Ryzen 5 5500 X3D because it has 6 cores and is based on the Zen 3 architecture, which does have some lower clock speeds than the 5600 X3D. Now, PC Games N did say that there was a red flag at which AMD did launch the CPU on quiet, and they said they found a clue to the reason on the website, where the region availability showed LATAM, and that means that the CPU will be available in Latin America. So we'll see about that one. To the esports corner we go. Here we go. Because the final season 7, according to Dot Esports, now has a new map, gadgets, and some legacy battle passes. And a new map is Nozomi Citadel. There will also be a new gun, and some other gadgets like the H Infuser, that's light, rapid fire support gadget, which will have some rewards for precision burst healing, the breach drill that mounts the surfaces, blast through walls with a binding flash, and the healing emitter, stationary area of effect healing to support the fortified defenses. But that can be played on TV, or I should say a monitor, because PC Gamer did say that there's an Alienware 34 AW3425DW gaming monitor. And it's under their review. They gave it a 78 score. It's a decent score, which is right now on sale at Dell Technologies for $770, but at Amazon Prime for for $800. I'd go get the sale. Yes, I would. Sale? Uh-oh. GameSpot said that the next Steam sales date for 2025 summer sale and more fests are now revealed. The Automation Fest is July 14th through the 21st. Racing Fest is July 28th to August 4th. Forex Fest, August 11th to the 18th. Third Person Shooter Fest is August 25th to September 1st. Politico Sim Fest, September 8th to the 15th. The Steam Autumn Sale is September 29th to October 6th. The Next Fest, October 2025 edition, October 30th to the 20th. Steam Scream 4, October 27th to November 3rd. Animal Fest, November 10th to the 17th. Sports Fest, December 8th to the 15th. And the Steam Winter Sale is December 18th to January 5th. Oh, this the summer sale will run from June 26th through July 10th. Yep. And speaking of Steam, Rock Paper Shotgun said that not only could you look for games, you can now look for difficulty. So if you want a less difficult game, you go look for that on Steam. So that's a good thing. And it looks like you can find this game on Steam too. Yeah, we're going to end on this note. Stellar Blade, PC mods have really done it now because the modding community went nuts. Right now, there's hundreds of different fan-made patches that you can apply to the game, which means you can show Eve in the various states of costumes, which means some of those things made her pregnant. Yeah, some of those modders did that. We'll see what Shift Up has to say about that. And we'll see if we'll be talking about that tomorrow night. Twitch.tv/DawnForge. This has been a DawnForge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. I know, I sound like crap. I don't care. Because it's all about you, the people. And we got the news to you. So hopefully we'll see you tomorrow night. Until then, go play some games, people.